I'm Steve Miller reporting. At least three people were killed and 20 others injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. A spokesman said the group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance. Security forces then engaged in a long gun battle with the attackers before it was ended. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Twin car bombings in Benghazi, Libya, killed at least 33 people and wounded more on Tuesday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The United Nations mission in Libya condemned the bombings, emphasizing that the attacks against civilians are a violation of international humanitarian law. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off at the same spot 30 minutes later, with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told his Indonesian counterpart that the U.S. military is willing to work with the country's Kopassus Special Forces Unit, which was once accused of torture and other rights abuses. Mattis says the group has since reformed and can help it in the counterterrorism fight.
We know that we can learn a lot from them, and we must work together on this larger problem.
Mattis's visit to Jakarta comes as Indonesia looks to modernize its military and is more willing to push back against China's territorial claims. Mattis also told reporters that the Turkish offenses against the YPG, the U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in Syria, is a potential distraction in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. This is VOA News. The day after a U.S. government shutdown, U.S. senators expressed differing expectations Tuesday for what Congress might